for having all the fun in the world.
Larry's not with us anymore. He went on, you know.
Yeah.
He bit the big one. Well, he's got his own little piece of head.
Good evening, my friends. It is Friday night and time for Zapped. I am your host, Andy, and this is an hour of Frank Zappa and related artists. Coming at you from Shasta County, California, here on KKRN 88.5 FM, licensed in Bella Vista with studios in Round Mountain and Redding. Tonight's intro was Whatever Happened to All the Fun in the World? It's off Shake Your Booty. Tonight we have a bunch of new Frank that I have not played on the radio previously, so I hope you enjoy some selections from a live show. It's called Hammersmith Odeon. That'll be coming up a little bit later, so I hope you enjoy that. But we're going to start off tonight the request from my friend Marcus, who would like to hear Fish's cover of Peaches and Regalia.
Thank you.
dangerous kitchen. If it ain't one thing, it's another. In the middle of the night when you get home, the bread things are all dry and scratchy. The meat things where the cats ate through the paper. The canned things with the sharp little edges that can cut your fingers when you're not looking. The soft little things on the floor that you step on, they can all be dangerous. Sometimes the milk can hurt you. If you put it on your cereal before you smell the plastic container, and the stuff in the strainer has a mind of its own. So be very careful in the dangerous kitchen. When the nighttime has fallen and the roaches are crawling in the kitchen of danger, you can feel like a stranger. The bananas are black, they got flies in the back, and also the chicken in the dish with the foil where the cream is all clabbered and the salad is frightful. Your return in the evening can be less than delightful. You must walk very careful. You must not lean against it. It can get on your clothing. It can follow you in as you walk through the bedroom and you take all your clothes off. While you're sleeping, it crawls off. It gets in your bed. It could get on your face then. It could eat your complexion. You could die from the danger of the dangerous kitchen. Who the fuck wants to clean it? It's disgusting and dirty. The sponge on the drainer is stinky and squirty. If you squeeze it when you wipe up, what you get on your hands then could unbalance your glands and make you blind or whatever. In the dangerous kitchen at my house tonight. Well, this is the story of a man who lived in Utopia. This is the story of a man who lived in Utopia. He was a funny little fella with feet just like I showed ya. Well, he had a girl, her name was Mary Lou. Well, he had a girl, her name was Mary Lou. She did everything for him that she could do. But still, he wouldn't treat her right. But still, he wouldn't treat her right. He would leave in the morning, don't come back till late at night. Oh, Mary Lou, oh, child, you big fool. You did everything for him that you could do. I'm going to tell you a story about Mary Lou. I mean, the kind of a girl to make a fool of you. She made a young man groan and a poor man faint. The way she took my money was a crime. Kitty and then drove a bar. But she picked up from Georgia, moved to Kalamazoo. Made her a fortune out of fools like you. Met her a rich man who was married and had to kiss. She stoked that cat until he flipped his lip. She took my watch and chain.
5-4 and a $2 bill. And when she took that man, she gave me a chill. Girl. In my kitty and then drove a car. Mary Lou, Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
Old time.
Big Boo, Big Boo, Big Boo.
Oh, Mary Lou,
Mary Lou, Mary Lou.
Old time.
Big Boo,
Big Boo, Big Boo.
You did everything for him that you could do. Mary Lou, Mary Lou. You did everything for him that you could do. Mary Lou, Mary Lou. You did everything for him that
Hey, it's Andy, and you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. So we just heard The Man from Utopia Meets Mary Lou. Before that was The Dangerous Kitchen. And we started off with a cover of Peaches and Regalia by Fish. So once again this week, I have a bunch of Frank that have not played on the radio before. And continuing with that, I am going to play you this Convocation, aka the beginning of this concert, and The Purple Lagoon.
Gentlemen, welcome to show number 4, De La, London, England. Now, I'm going to warn you right now, we're recording this. And for your own good, you'd better make a lot of noise tonight, because this thing is going on the radio in the United States. And I don't want those people in my country to find out how lame you suckers really are. Do you know what I'm talking about? Now, we've been playing here for 3 days, and I have never seen such a boring audience in my life. You people must be walking in your sleep. I know that you're different, though. This is a completely different breed of audience tonight. You people are really up for it. You know what I mean? I can tell it's your vibes and your groovy aura that gives me this clue. And so, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, and remember, you have to make a lot of noise, I'm going to introduce you to the members of our rocking teenage combo right now. This is Patrick O'Hearn on bass. Louder. Very good. Tommy Mars on keyboards. Adrian Ballou on guitar. Little skinny Terry Ted Bozio on drums. Peter Wolf on keyboards. Ed Mann on percussion. All right. Don't want you to get too worked up. Save a little bit for the end of the show, you know what I mean? All right, is that really all right, or are you just saying that? Okay, it is all right. It better be, goddammit. 1, 2, 3. I don't know much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
That beat will jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
The disco folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. Walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. On and I am so wrong. Hey, the beat goes on and I am so wrong. The beat goes on and I am so wrong. Yeah. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong.
I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
All together now, with my very own disco clothes. My shirt's half open to show you my chain and a spoonful up my nose. Well, I am really something, yeah, that's what you'd probably say. So smoke your little smoke and drink your little drink while I dance the night away. I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
I may be totally wrong, but I'm a I may be totally wrong, but I'm a I may be totally wrong, but I'm a
totally wrong, but I'm a fool.
Yeah. Say, darling, can I buy you a drink?
Kimishita.
What's a girl like you doing in a place like this?
Kimishita.
Do you come here often? Place or mine.
Hey, I'm only 14, sickly and thin. Tried all of my life just to grow me a chin. You popped that once, yeah, but my dad pushed it in. Tell me, why did it hurt me? Now it means my neck. Oh, yeah.
is when they come out.
Babies singing.
Sure you know what I'm talking about. Pink and red. Pink the best kind of pet. Around, and there's a couple right near me.
Babies singing.
Maybe I think they could probably hear me. Pink and red. I'll take all I can get. That is usually SAMTEAM, which stands for
Somebody Lead Me Towards the End.
We'll make it, I think. That is what keeps them in sync. They're wet and they're pink. I think I'll give them a drink.
Hey, you're listening to Zapped on KKRN, and I am your host, Andy. We just heard Baby Snakes. Before that was Trying to Grow a Chin. Dancing Fool before that, and we started off that block with The Convocation and The Purple Lagoon as two songs in one. So I hope you're enjoying that. We have a lengthy song coming up. I want to also just remind the listeners, or my listeners, that you can always go to kkrn.org, the website, and find past archives of this show and others. You can see the calendar of all our programming down there at the bottom. There's also a donate button if you feel so inclined to help keep this program and others like it on the air. We are listener-supported community radio. We survive because listeners like you keep us on the air with your kind donations, so we always appreciate that. Anyway, this is a lengthy song that's going to be about 20 minutes long, so I'm going to step away for a little bit and let you enjoy A Pound for the Brown.
Tell me about your name.
Andy, you are listening to Zapped on KKRN 88.5 FM. We just heard Pound for the Brown, and that was a lengthy one, so just one song, but about 20 minutes long. These last few selections have been off the album posthumously released in 2010. It's called Hammersmith Odeon, a live concert, so I believe that is the venue, but don't quote me on that. So, we are going to continue with some more from that same show. This is the audience participation section, which consists of some members of the audience getting up on stage and dancing to almost undanceable song, The Black Page Number 2.
All right, this is it. This is audience participation time. For the last couple of nights, we have actually gone so far into the realms of bad taste as to bring living members of the audience onto our stage to attempt to dance to the song that we're going to play. Now, many rational individuals might feel that this is, well, it's an unnecessary thing to do. I mean, why should you just get tense, fidgeting, disinterested, and completely arrhythmic individuals onto the stage to make their bodies flop around to a song that is, you never should have danced to it in the first place? People say to themselves, why? Why bother? Why should anybody want to do this? What a stupid fucking thing to do. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, that is precisely why we are here, to do all of the stupid fucking things that you're too evolved to even consider. And so, I make this proposal to you. I need two very bad dancers. I mean, no talent whatsoever. Complete oafs. One boy oaf and one girl oaf to come up. Are you an oaf? Yes, you are. Right. This way, please. What's your name?
Rob.
Rob. What's your last name, Rob?
Lip Friend.
Rob Lip Friend?
Yes.
All right, Rob. Can you dance?
No.
Turn around so they can see you. Like your clothes, Rob. You are looking good. Let me see. FC sucks and goes home. Hey, that's wonderful. Rob, you're just the kind of person we need up here. Okay. And now, one matching female oaf. You're not a female oaf. What? I didn't hear you. How do I know? Okay. With an answer like that, come up. What's your name?
Eric Dolphy.
All right, Eric. I'm sure he's rolling over in his grave over that
son,
one.
Son of Tito. Right.
Let's pretend that we have already achieved our objective. You people decide which one is going to be the girl oaf. And now, the reason we're not going to go hog wild, as they say in the trade, I mean, the first night we had too many people up here, was so messy. Here's the rules and regulations of our dance contest, and I hope you boys are paying attention to this. This song is approximately 2 minutes long. At the end of the song, your time is up. You voluntarily remove yourselves from the stage. During those 2 minutes, you are free to express yourselves in any manner that you desire, so long as you don't injure each other, any member of the audience, or harm any of our equipment or any members of the Rocking Teenage Combo. Is that clear? Okay. In other words, for a couple of minutes, it's all yours, guys and gals, maybe. The name of the song is The Black Page Number 2, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4.
gone. The wind can't blow cause the sky's gone. The wind can't blow cause the sky's gone. The wind can't blow cause the sky's gone.
You're listening to Zapped on KKRN. I am your host, Andy, and we just heard Jones Crusher. Before that, the Black Page number 2, and then the audience participation commentary before that. So we've come to the close of the show. I have one more song to play you on the outro, but before that, I will remind you, as always, that Byron Phoenix's show Soul Deluxe is coming up right after Zap tonight, as it does every Friday night at 10 p.m. So check out the sounds from the underground. Thanks again for listening, and until next week, I have some more from this same album. It's a lengthy one, so I'm going to bring you some more of that next week. But for now, let's listen to Happy Together. Good night.
Say it! It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight, so happy together. If I should call her up in Mr. Dye and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So here I am, so happy together.
Thank you very much for coming to our concert tonight. I know that in a way it's sad that Bill Graham is closing down the Fillmore, but I'm sure he'll get into something better. It's been lovely working for you this evening. Good night.